Howdy and welcome to the Doctor Who podcast for the week of February 3rd, 2007. I am your host, Luke Manning. We've only got a little bit of news for you this week, but let's get going. Now, the Doctor Who website located at www.bbc.co.uk/Doctor Who. Although Christmas is over, we thought you still might enjoy a stash of new pictures from the runaway bride they stumbled on as they were tidying away the tinsel. There were so many that, as well as adding to the gallery and photos from filming pop-up for the episode, we've created a brand new Doctor and Donna gallery too. So there's a Doctor and Donna gallery, runaway bride gallery, and some photos from filming. Former EastEnders and West End star is to guest star on in series 3 of Doctor Who. Michelle Collins, best known for her role as skinning Cindy Beale in BBC soap opera EastEnders, will guest star in an episode of the new series of Doctor Who, playing McDonald. Although details of her character have not yet been revealed, Collins will feature in episode 7, written by Chris Crimble and directed by Graham Harper. Michelle previously worked with Doctor Who producer Phil Collinson on the first series of The Sea of Souls and has since gone to perform in the hit West End musical Daddy Cool. And finally, Survival is delayed, just like with the New Beginnings DVC box set. To entertain, have advised that the DVD release date of the Seventh Doctor's final adventure, Survival, has been postponed by 2 weeks. The two-disc set will now hit the shelves on Monday, 16th of April, 2006. Now, you know that I don't actually live in England. I live in New York. Well, I have got my grandparents to get the New Beginnings DVD box set, and they have shipped it over here, so I should get it before the next show's posted. So that will, I will probably end up reviewing disc 1 on either the next show or the show after. It depends how long it takes for me to watch the show. Now, coming up for you for a review today, we're going to review The Mask of the Rani DVD. Yeah, so before I get onto reviewing The Mask of the Rani DVD, I was just looking around on the BBC website, and it looks like they've got a bunch of downloads, so I'll bring like a couple of different ones for you each show, just like little sound clips. So that was the Dalek, and here's Cyberman.
You will be deleted.
Commissioned to pen a historical story featuring the Master, writers Pip and Jane Baker were also tasked with creating a new rogue Time Lord who had the potential to become a returning character. The result was the Rani, a brilliant Gallifreyan scientist and a villainess who clearly understood the importance of power dressing. Immediately established as a worthy and popular adversary, the Rani would return in Time and the Rani, 1987, and the 1993 Children in Need special, Dimensions in Time. Although envisioned as equals, the Rani is seen repeatedly beating the Master here. Kate O'Mara's strong performance and her acid-sharp delivery leave no question that she is in control. Wishing only to continue her experiments, the Rani introduces a fresh aspect to the Doctor-Master relationship and affords Colin Baker a unique opportunity to define his Sixth Doctor moral stance in the context of his peers. Notable as the Sixth Doctor's only historical outing and for its extensive use of location work, The Mark of the Rani stands out in Season 22 as an evocative period piece. In the Mark of the Rani DVD, there is commentary by Colin Baker, Nicola Bryant, and Kate O'Mara. In the feature, Lords and Luddites, actors and members of the production team recall the making of the programme in this specially shot documentary, which features contributions from actors Colin Baker, Nicola Bryant, Kate O'Mara, and Gary Cady, who played Luke. Writers Pip and Jane Baker, script editor Eric Soward, and composer Jonathan Gibbs. There are some deleted scenes, nearly 10 minutes of additional material from episode 1, compiled with a viewing copy of an early edit. The extra shots appear with timecode in Vision and have been reintegrated with the final vision of the program to present them into context. Now and Then, a short film featuring Bliss Hill Victorian town location used during the production. Playing with Time, a specially recorded interview with story's composer Jonathan Gibbs. Blue Peter, originally transmitted in February 1978, this short film exploring the history of the Iron Bridge Gorge and Bliss Hills was directed by Sarah Hellings and is presented by Peter Purves. Saturday Superstore, an extract from the BBC One Saturday morning show from March 1984. Guests Colin Baker and Nicola Bryant receive an unexpected phone call from an old adversary during their question and answer section. Guess who? Alternate soundtrack. Episode 1 offers the option of viewing with the partially completed original music score, composed by John Lewis. Lewis fell ill before he could complete the work, and the program was then rescored by Jonathan Gibbs. There is an isolated music score, the Doctor Who Annual from 1985, the Radio Times Billings, photo gallery, and production subtitles. Well, I hope you go out and buy a copy of that if you're living in England, and I'm not quite sure if it's available in America yet, but I'll get back to you on the next show. Now, I know I really shouldn't do this, but I have a bonus feature for you, which is audio from that Saturday morning Superstore thing. I have some other stuff as well, but I'm only going to play the Saturday morning Superstore today, so let's take a listen to that.
We actually have somebody called Nicola Bryant on the phone, believe it or not. Hello, Nicola.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Epsom.
Really? Well, you're through to the other Nicola Bryant.
Hello, Nicola. Thank you for your letter.
I'd like to ask you, what made you first want to be an actress?
What made me want to be, or when did I first?
When did you first want to be an actress? What made you want to be an actress?
Ever since I can remember, really. I wanted to be a dancer first. And then I didn't follow that through. And then getting involved in musicals, acting was the obvious follow-up. But ever since I can really remember, I wanted to go on the stage. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Because you've been in numerous things at Drama College, haven't you?
Yeah.
Stacks and stacks of things. Is this your first thing outside that? Your first proper thing?
Yes, first job.
It is. First job, very nervous.
First proper job.
I see, job. I see we have somebody called The Master on the telephone.
What?
Next. Hello?
Hello?
I am the master, and you will obey me.
You burned to death, I saw you. Well, he saw you. We saw you.
I shall come from the depths of hell to haunt you, Doctor.
You can't, you're dead.
I saw him die, I saw it.
How can you be sure? I challenge you, Doctor, in your latest guise. You are the most arrogant of all. Let us decide our feud once and forever. I challenge you. Do you accept?
I accept your accept it? I embrace it. Anytime, any place.
I've gone all shivery. Oh. Goodbye, Master. Thanks for your call. Didn't ask him where he was calling
from. Where did he come from?
Didn't ask him where he was calling from.
I bet he reversed the charges.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Doctor Who podcast. Coming up on the next show, we'll have your latest Doctor Who news, plus another DVD review. So I hope you stick around for the next show, and until then, we'll see ya.